Attorney General John Ashcroft said today the U.S. has arrested an alleged al-Qaeda terrorist who was planning to build and detonate a radioactive dirty bomb. Ashcroft said Abdullah al-Mujahir was arrested last month as he traveled from Pakistan to Chicago and is now in the custody of the U.S. military. Ashcroft made the announcement from Moscow, where he was meeting with Russian officials.
He traveled to Afghanistan and Pakistan. On several occasions in 2001, he met with senior al-Qaeda officials. While in Afghanistan and Pakistan, al-Mujahir trained with the enemy, including studying how to wire explosive devices and researching radiological dispersion devices.
Attorney General John Ashcroft, NPR's Steve Inskeep joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Who is Abdullah al-Mujahir?
He's an American, Bob. His given name, we're told, is Jose Padilla. He is a U.S. citizen. He had been traveling around the world on a U.S. passport. At some point, he did change his name. And he is someone who has been well known to U.S. law enforcement and counterterrorism officials for quite some time. Apparently, he was in U.S. custody, according to the Attorney General, in the 1990s. He was released. The U.S. continued to track his activities. He traveled to Afghanistan and Pakistan, and we're told was trained there in a number of terrorist techniques. Now, if that is correct, then it's almost beyond doubt that he would have met a man named Abu Zubaydah, who is the top-ranking al-Qaeda official now in the custody of the United States and who was at one time the guy who coordinated the training of foreigners who came to Afghanistan and Pakistan. And then in May, he came to the United States, was picked up as he reached the airport here.
And we're only finding out about this now. They've had him for a month.
Which is unexplained at this moment. Justice Department officials are promising a news conference any moment now, at which we may learn a little bit more. We can speculate about why the U.S. would wait so long. One reason is simply to wait to see if you can pick up other suspects. The U.S. has been extremely reluctant to reveal any information about the hundreds, at some point more than 1,000 different people that they've had in custody. And one of the reasons they would say is to keep information away from the enemy.
Obviously, they've been questioning him.
They have been, without a doubt.
What's going to happen to him now?
Well, he's been defined as an enemy combatant, which means that he is not necessarily going to be given a trial by this administration, unless there is some kind of court challenge. This means that he would be treated in a very similar way, or he could be treated in a very similar way, to a number of the other detainees who are being held at the Guantanamo base in Cuba. It also may mean that he is not necessarily going to be entitled to see a lawyer. It changes the way that the United States feels obligated to treat this man. We don't know the full ramifications of it yet, but we're being told that just because he is a United States citizen does not mean he's going to be getting the full rights of an ordinary American citizen.
And a dirty bomb is what?
It is something like an atomic bomb, but much simpler and much cheaper to produce. You begin with conventional explosives. You pack them in there with a bunch of other radioactive material. It could be just something like medical waste. The idea is when the explosion goes off, that the radiation spreads out through a wide area, perhaps an entire neighborhood of a city, and you have a disastrous situation where people who are responding, firefighters or police responding to that situation, could get radiation sickness themselves. It's one of the most hazardous tools that a terrorist could turn against the United States.
NPR's Steve Inskeep.